Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with you, joined by the president of Kaskaskia College, George Evans. George, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, Mr. Evans.
Thanks, Jake, for having me. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you today.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to, we got some news things that came up the other day, and we got a press release. It was talking about how, KC, Kaskaskia, and everything kind of has a, there was a local economic impact study that kind of came out, and the press release was shared with us. Plus, you got some other events coming up, and, being the local community college that so many of our listeners, myself included, attended back in the day, it's good to hear from you and kind of get an update on what's going on with KC itself. I guess let's go ahead and start with the press release, since that's what came up first, and that's what kind of, spawned this interview. Can you kind of explain what was in there? There was an economic impact study and kind of show how KC, for lack of a better term, impacted the local economy in the counties that they serve. And can you kind of bring that down to layman's terms for us and explain that to our listeners?
Sure.
What that does?
Sure. Happy. And, Big Jake, I'm even more flattered to be interviewed by a KC alumnus.
There you go.
Awesome. It's amazing to me how many people that are out and about in our entire district that have been impacted by Kaskaskia College one way or the other, whether from as a graduate, as a former employee, or a parent, or a recipient of dual credit. It is amazing to me. But our economic impact study, which is one of the reasons why you got the press release, it was in a nutshell this: is every 5 years we want to know how we're doing as an institution outside of our academic performance, which obviously is very high. And we just, as a reminder, we just passed our Higher Learning Commission accreditation with flying colors, which means we are a fully accredited institution by the Higher Learning Commission, the region, which is 19 states big. But we also want to know how we're doing as far as our impact as an institution, as an employer, as an introducer of culture, but also as an economic engine to the area. So what we do is every 5 years, we partner with an outside company called Lightcast. It used to be MZ. They're based out of California that basically and analyzes all of the numbers of the institution. They analyze our numbers. They analyze our tax base. They analyze the workforce. They analyze our spend as an institution, but then also analyze the spend and growth of the economy as contributed by Kaskaskia College graduates. For example, somebody graduates with a nursing degree. The majority of our students here work in the Metro East or in the Mount Vernon or Centralia area, and they reside locally. That's an individual who is now a productive member of society, who is making above average wage, who then in turn is paying taxes, becoming part of society, hopefully living their life near our community. So what this study does is it breaks down the regional employers in our area, it breaks down the spend, and it calculates the return on investment that the college gives back to the community by comparing it if the institution was not here. And I'm very pleased to announce that, which is very rare for higher education, that for every dollar the college receives in taxpayer funds, the region's getting $1.10 back in return, which is a pretty phenomenal story itself, Jake. We pride ourselves on being fiscally responsible. We are funded through a variety of different sources, but our biggest source of funding is tuition. 42% of our operating budget comes from the backs of our students in the form of tuition. Roughly 30% comes from the state of Illinois. About 20 to 22% from local property taxes, and the remainder comes from various federal and state grants or through our foundation. Now, when I mentioned that number, that net positive return, that's very rare in institutions of higher education, especially now more than ever when you see such a high cost to attend many universities, a high cost to attend for-profit private institutions, and that's not the case at KC. Average for us for a two-year degree is a little less than $12,500, and that's out of pocket completely without any financial aid. You throw in financial aid or scholarships, you can cut that number in half. So we're really proud that we have maintained such a low tuition rate and a fairly balanced tax base throughout the entire district, because we live here too, Jake. We pay taxes here too, and we want to make sure that our story is told as far as the amount of impact the institution is giving back to the region, such as it's pointed out in the study, the amount of dual credit that the institution has awarded just in the last 5 years, over $11 million of waived tuition of students who graduated one of the 17 high schools in our district, earning college transcripted credit. Now that can be transcripted at KC, it can be transcripted at a university through the state of Illinois, or we have over 200 articulation agreements with a variety of multi-state institutions. That's money that the student or mom and dad do not have to spend on their education because the college waives that tuition. That's one of our significant ways that we could give back to our community is via dual credit and waiving of that tuition. That's just one of many highlights as part of the economic impact study, but it also draws attention to the biggest employers in our area. A lot of folks don't necessarily understand that the biggest employer in our area is manufacturing, without a doubt. Manufacturing followed up by healthcare, then agriculture, and then retail trade. And I'm very pleased to say that the college is connected to all of those industries. Specifically in manufacturing, you know, which is a very big umbrella of different trades, welding, industrial technology, industrial automation, industrial electricity. There's some carpentry, there's some drafting, there's engineering associated with that. We provide a lot of those education opportunities here at KC. And not only do we provide those educational opportunities, but we partner with a lot of those local plants, manufacturing plants, from the research and development side to their actual floor work on the manufacturing floor. Healthcare is another one. We produce probably the majority of the nurses in the Metro East area. You take us and you couple us with Ren Lake and SWCC, I can pretty much guarantee you that 7 out of 10 nurses came from one of those community college areas. Now throw on top of that, allied health, respiratory therapy, dental assisting, sonography, x-ray. Those are all opportunities that we are training individuals, providing that education for an above average wage in our area. Keep in mind the affordability of that tuition side. The majority of our students are hitting the ground running with very little student debt. And we want those people to stay close. We want those individuals to stay local and raise their family here, because Southern Illinois is a great place to raise their family. And I think it's very important that the college continues to tell the story of how much of an engine we are throughout the entire district in providing just a multitude of services. Yeah. I know that was a lot, but that's at least a start.
It's definitely one of those things where when you start talking about numbers and economic impact and everything, you could kind of go off on multiple tangents. And, you know, sure. there's a large radius that Kaskaskia serves. I think, I've seen where they serve about a 50-mile. Basically, anybody that can hear our voices right now on the radio station, we serve them, through radio and content and contests and news and information. You guys do the same through, Kaskaskia College. So we're quite literally partners in that sense. In the 50-mile radius that you serve, and then some outside of there. People come from different countries to, attend Kaskaskia, and it's no different outside of the different countries for us on the radio, although we've had listeners from many places online and things like that. But I want to kind of get into some specifics since we have you for a limited time today. I know that there's a groundbreaking happening for a new gym at KC. That's something that's worth telling, and I would like a little bit of information. We'd like to have you back on to talk a little bit more about the upcoming gala, of course, in November, but in more detail. But the groundbreaking, sure, on the new gym, when's that supposed to take place, and what can we expect from the new facilities?
Yeah, the gym's, the groundbreaking is occurring tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Long overdue, Jake. Just as a refresher, the gymnasium that we have currently is 55 years old, and the original intent for that gymnasium was it was built as a practice gym in the early 70s. And unfortunately, during that time, the administration and the region didn't necessarily have the money to build the actual competition gym, and it's kind of been put on the back burner for a long time. And fortunately, we took advantage of very low interest rates in 2021, and we bonded at a rate of 2.25% for 17 years to finance not only the gymnasium construction of a new competition gym that will give us obviously some breathing room for our 11 athletic programs, but also to be utilized for career events. We are the host of several different functions each year through K through 12, the eighth grade career fairs, high school career fairs, a variety of also community oriented events as well. And it's long overdue and looking forward to that groundbreaking. Now, the new facility is not going to be anything flashy. It's going to seat approximately 1,500 individuals. Many high school gyms are much bigger, but it will allow us to have our athletes play in a state-of-the-art facility with up-to-date modern technology. We'll provide a ton of flexibility for our practice schedules. You know, when you have two basketball teams, you have a volleyball team, and you have a ton of sports that may have to practice indoors with only one gymnasium, we have students sometimes leaving here at 11:30 at night because practice schedule is built around the capacity of when the gym is available. So really excited. You know, I think it was a combination of a couple things is timing the bond market right, where we locked in that we'll never see interest rates like that ever again. And having the support of the community, our athletic program and the board, to move forward on the construction of this gym, which in my mind is going to last the institution 50 more years, while we're still going to use the other gym for practices and also other type of events that we can hopefully partner with our community for as well.
Well, good stuff there. And before we let you go, we're talking with President George Evans of Kaskaskia College. I want to mention, again, we'll try to have you back on, and we'll discuss more things and everything like that in further detail. But I would like to mention, you know, just so everybody can kind of get it in their brains, because before you know it, November is going to be here. And on the 16th, you guys are having a Scholarship Foundation gala, right?
That's correct. It is our big fundraiser of the year. We invite everybody from the 9-county area that the college serves, and 100% of the money that we raise goes back to our students through our unrestricted scholarship fund. And since 90% of our students are local and 40% of those individuals come from one of the 17 high schools, there's a very good chance that your son or daughter could be the recipient of some of these scholarship dollars. So we would hope that people attend. But thanks for having me, Jake. I appreciate any time we can tell the story about the college. So proud of this institution myself as a KC grad, and really want to make sure that people feel comfortable asking any questions of us. I strongly encourage them to check out our website, and the entire economic impact report is on there under the president's page. And if they have any questions, you know, we have an open door policy here. You know, we are their partner as well. We want to make sure that our partners support us as we support them.
Kaskaskia College President George Evans joining us here this morning. We can't thank you enough for the time, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jake, so much. Look forward to seeing you soon.